أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء. وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شارف ولو الشيخ أول رومي وقت تبرز دوران شاكي محمد اختر صاحب نور الله وبركاته. حضرت کا ایک کلام ہے دیار مدینہ the city of مدینہ شریف. نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ. نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ. وہ دیکھو احد پر شجاعت کا منظر شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر. وہ دیکھو احد پر شجاعت کا منظر شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر. وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر اسی میں تو آرام فرما ہے سرور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر اسی میں تو آرام فرما ہے سرور. ابو بکر و فاروق عثمان و حیدر. ابو بکر و فاروق عثمان و حیدر یہی تھے یہ پروانہ شمع انور. یہی سے تو اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں. یہی سے تو اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں. مدینے کا شہرا ہے ہفت آسماں میں. نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ. نشان نبی ہے یہ مسجد قبا کی. نشان نبی
ہے یہ مسجد قبا کی ہے قندیل طیبہ نبی کی ضیا کی مدینے کے دیواروں در دیکھتے ہیں عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کے دیواروں در دیکھتے ہیں عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں کیوں یہ مسکن ہے شاہ مدینہ کا اختر یہ مسکن ہے شاہ مدینہ کا اختر فلک بوسا زن ہے یہاں کی زمین پر فلک بوسا زن ہے یہاں کی زمین پر نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ یہ دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر شہیدوں اسی میں تو آرام فرما ہے سرور نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى. Just give a brief translation of this very, very beautiful poem written by a very honorable, illustrious Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib. Nawwar Allahu marqadahu. And this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To get the love of Allah, Allah ta'ala has made it that you have to get the love of the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the greatest man, obviously, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the greatest love that people had for Allah was through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sahaba had the direct greatest love. Then whoever followed in that system of following the pious elders, then you'll get the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then only we'll get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are so fortunate we got this Mubarak silsila of our honorable illustrious Shaykh Hazmana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Daan Barakatum. That is why we have come here to learn this love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we can get an iota of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this all from the silsila of our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat Tanwi Rahmatullah Alayh. What a great silsila. We should make our whole life sajda shukr is not enough. We should just hold firm to this beautiful silsila. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm. And here we learn how beautifully we go to Medina Sharif. But what the elders see, far away they are. But what they see and what connection they got with Medina Sharif, we don't even have an iota of it. So this poem just alone gives us an idea that what idea we should have about Medina Sharif. It's not an ordinary place. It is the greatest place in both the worlds presently. So that is why Hazrat teaches us here, Diyar-e Medina, the beautiful house of Medina Sharif, the best house in the world, Medina Sharif. So he says, the sign of a true believer, Nazar Dunti hai Diyar-e Medina, hai dil aur jaan be qarar-e Medina. A person who's got the love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then your heart is just desiring, and your heart is full of the restlessness. When can I see Medina Sharif? When can I see the city of my beloved? Like we learn from Majnu. Majnu was madly overtaken with Layla. So he says, if I even walk through the city of Layla, I will kiss this door, I will kiss that door, I will kiss this wall and that wall. And even the dog of the city of Layla is honorable. Not because of they are honorable, because of my Layla. So how honorable is the city of Medina Sharif? Such a honorable city that the person, myself, I should see, and all of us we should see, is our heart yearning that we should be in Medina Sharif, or we should be connected to Medina Sharif. And the easiest and the most important connection with Medina Sharif, myself, I should see how much durood am I reading upon Nabi Kareem Sawsam. How much am I eager to follow the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem Sawsam. Otherwise, sadly, today we write in Medina Sharif, but we are unmindful of durood, we are unmindful of the sunnahs of Nabi Sawsam. That means we are far away from Medina Sharif. So a person can be thousands of miles away, but he's got the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, durood on his tongue, what love, what passion, enjoyment, and sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that person is very close. That is a person that his heart and his soul is beqarar, is leftless to see the beautiful palace of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Hazrat reminds us that take a lesson, who are the true lovers of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And who are the true lovers of Allah? وہ دیکھو احد پر شجاعت کا منظر شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کے منظر. That when you come out of Masjid Nabawi, then you just see the mountain of Uhud in front of you. He says, don't just look at that mountain, go back in the history and see who are those brave personalities. When they found the beautiful life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they held steadfast. And they said clearly, O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are not like the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that said, you and your Allah go and fight alone. We are here to give our life and our soul for you, O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when you come in front of Rozai Park, then you think that how Sahaba used to tell Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fidaka abi wa ummi ya Rasulullah. O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our lives, our parents are sacrificed for you. And this was not just on their tongue, they showed it. Hazrat says, look at the picture. When you look at Uhud mountain, then picture the battle of Uhud. And look at the bravery of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. There was a stage, Hazrat explained, Tuesday Majlis also, just a brief idea Hazrat gave us, that there was a stage Allah ta'ala made the tables to turn a bit. And Sahaba were like on the losing end. And then when Allah Ta'ala's command came again, that those Sahaba that were injured in the battle, they must go again for battle of Uhud. So those Sahaba that were injured, people like myself will say, now we injured, how can we get up, we can't go. But they eagerly went, and the whole tables changed. And what a victory Allah Ta'ala gave. Till today, we see the barakat of the battle of Uhud, the battle of Bahad Badr. Hazrat says, shaheedo ke khoon shahadat ka manzar. You should think of the blood of those martyrs. Because of their blood, we are enjoying the beautiful deen of Islam today. We enjoy the city of Medina Sharif. And it was not only the blood of Sahaba. They learned how to give their blood from Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Mubarak teeth got shaheed in that battle. It was a very, very fierce battle. Today we are enjoying the deen of Islam. And today, Allahu Akbar, like Sahib Qasida Burda says so beautifully, Zalamtu sunnata man ahya zalama ila inishtakat qadama durrimi warami. Today we make zulam on that lifestyle of that great personality who during the day he gave his life to call people towards Allah, give them the love of Allah. At night he stands in tahajjud making dua till his feet become swollen. And today we turn a blind eye to his lifestyle. We got no respect for the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How bear wafa myself. I'm talking of my own condition. We all should check our own condition. Allah give us tawfiq. And that is why we have come here to check our condition and make dua. Allah open our hearts and give us true love. Even if we can get a billionth of an iota of this love of Sahaba radiallahu. And their bravery, that they are ready to give their life for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for Allah Rabbul Izzat, for the deen of Islam, they were ready to give their lives. So Hazrat says, when that person has got that iman, now when he sees the beautiful dome, the green dome of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wo hai saamne sabz gumbat ka manzar, usme to aram farmahe sarwat. You just look at the beautiful dome from far already, you're waiting. You're on your way to Medina Sharif. Allahu Akbar. That is why our elders have taught us, Hazrat teaches us. Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, on your way to Medina Sharif, read as much as durood as you can. Try and read 1,000 times Surah Kausar. Inna atayna kal Kausar. In there Allah is explaining the great honor of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this love will increase. So already on your way, you're waiting. When can I see Medina Sharif? When you see that beautiful green dome from far, say, ah, there's the resting place of my king, my beloved Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And you realize that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is resting there, where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is resting. That part of the earth is better than the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. So what is the position of our beloved Nabi? We can't imagine. So just that dome that is covering our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has got honor because it is covering our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we should understand and learn from our elders, myself first, that who is our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then a person, you don't have to be told that this is sunnah. And why is this? You just want to give your life, like Hazrat is explaining now next. Allahu Akbar. See, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Farooq Azam, Usman Ghani, Haider Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in, yahi te ye parwana isham-e anwar. If you want to know who are those who are giving their lives to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the four Khulafai Rashideen, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar Farooq, Hazrat Usman, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the four greatest men. Then after it, all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they were like moths in front of the beautiful light of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Like you see, the moths just give their lives for the light. They were giving their lives for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they proved and they showed that they followed in the footsteps of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tooth and nail. And Allahu Akbar, how they led Islam. And their barakah today we are enjoying all the beautiful masjids. We are enjoying our deen. But we should see whether we are keeping firm on to their lifestyle. We are holding firm on to their lifestyle. As you go to Rozai Park, then you should think, and we should tell our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you wajahatta fi sabilika haqqa jihad. The way you made jihad in the path of Allah, you didn't leave any stone unturned. So much so that taraktu ummati ala amrin baydah layluha kanharuha. That you left your ummah on a clear matter. There's nothing to discuss that the only way of success is only the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There's no matter to discuss that if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in another part of the world, what he should be doing. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "In yattabi'u illa ma yuha alayhi, I only follow what Allah has sent to me." So we got this beautiful lifestyle with Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, and they held firm onto it, and they left it for us. We should hold firm through the footsteps of our elders. And that is, as it says, Yahi se to Islam phela hai jahan mein, Madina ka shohra hai hafte asman. That Allah's system, Allahu Akbar, and the hikmat of Allah, we can't imagine. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loved Makkah Sharif. Allah's house is there, who doesn't love it? But Allah made it, that Allah told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to make hijrat. And from Madina Sharif, Allah now made the capital of Hidayat from Madina Sharif. From there, Islam spread throughout the world. And in another poem, our Dada Shaykh says so beautifully, one of the secrets that Allah Ta'ala has made, that Allah sent Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to Madina Sharif, and now Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is resting in Madina Sharif. If Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was resting in Makkatul Mukarramah, then the heart of a dying lover, a heart of a mu'min will be splitting. That must I be at tawaf, making tawaf of Baytullah, or must I go to the rosa of my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? But when you at Makkah Sharif, all your attention to Kaabatullah. When you go to Madina Sharif, all your attention to Rozai Park. But today, sadly, our attention, while we're there, we are reading newspapers, we are worried of the politics, we are worried of sports. So Allah give me tawfiq first of all, and all of us to realize that how Allah Ta'ala has made this beautiful system, that Allah Ta'ala has made that in both the worlds, in the heavens also, in this world also, the fame of Madina Sharif is throughout the world. And even those who haven't accepted Islam, they have to accept that the greatest city in the world is the city of Madina Sharif. So Madina Sharif, myself, I should see how much do I love Madina Sharif. How much do I enjoy and yearn to be in Madina Sharif rather than in any other place having a holiday. Further, as it says, Nishani Nabi hai ye masjid Quba ki hai kindil teba Nabi Sawsam ki diyaki. Allahu Akbar. As it says that, when you go to Madina Sharif, then it is a sunnat of Nabi Kareem Sawsam Yawmu Sabt, on the day of Saturday, Nabi Sawsam is to go to Masjid Quba, read the Ishraq there, and say it's a reward of Hajj and Umrah. So Nabi Hazrat says, this is the sign of the Nabuwat of Nabi Kareem Sawsam. The first masjid that was established, Masjid Quba Sharif. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam established that masjid. And every week Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes, Hazrat taught us previously also, that Hazrat himself when was in Masjid Quba, then the thought came that look at our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching us, don't forget our history. Don't forget who brought you up. Who is that ustad who taught you Alif Bata Sa? Who is that your parents who sacrificed when you were a small child? How your mother used to wake you up and even have to take you to the madrasa? Now we are big alim, you are big mufti, you forget about all the past. We don't even make dua for them. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, don't forget your past. Where your foundation is, appreciate that foundation. Masjid-e-Quba was the first foundation of Islam. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam regularly taught that till today in the Sunnat, mashallah, so many people uphold. And you see on the day of Yom Usab, how everybody going for Ishraq Namaz day. So Hazrat says that from the beautiful light of Nabi-e-Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from this beautiful sun of the Hidayat that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has spread throughout the world, this is the lamp which started there. Started in Masjid-e-Quba. So we shouldn't forget our initial stages and always make dua for our elders and never forget them. Madina ke dar diwar wa dard dekhte hai, ajab hal kalb wa jigar dekhte. Hazrat says, and this is a sign of the lovers of Allah. Myself, we should see how much in iota we have got this. Hazrat says, when we just see the walls of Madina Sharif, we see those gullies, then our heart and our lover has gotten a very different feeling. That we just think, oh, this gully, Nabi Saws must have walked past here. That gully, Nabi Saws must have walked past. Sahaba Radhiallahu Anhu walked past. Today we just see the big hotels and we forget about those gullies. But Allah Akbar, like so beautifully, our elders have taught us that everywhere in the world there's a sky. We look at the sky, so beautiful. But the sky of Madina Sharif, Makkah Sharif has got a special difference. And what was that? The noor of the nazar of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam fell on the sky of Madina Sharif. So just to look at that sky, that my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked at the sky, that is a different feeling. So the friends of Allah Ta'ala just shows their love, that from how far, how many thousands of miles, but they just think when they come to Madina Sharif, they see all the different gullies and they think, Allahu Akbar. Here was the house of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When they see the platform of Sufa, they see it with a different eye. We just go, sit, everybody is going past. They see it with the Allah Ta'ala give us an iota of the true reality of who our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is. We can't imagine the personality of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is beyond our imagination. Just the zikr of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala made so great. And that is what Hazrat says here at the end. Ye maskan hai shay Madina ka akhtar, falak bosa zan hai yaha ki zameen par. That if we all know what is the honor of Madina Sharif, that O Hazrat addressing himself to teach us all a lesson, that Hazrat Shah Ki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayh, this is the resting place, this is the house of the king of Madina, the king of both the worlds, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is such a honorable place that the sky, so to say, is kissing the ground of Madina Sharif. That even the malaika, their focus is on Madina Sharif. Because presently, Madina Sharif, Allahu Akbar, has got the greatest personality. And Allahu Akbar, the Madina Sharif has got Jannat at the moment. So it's more honorable than Jannat itself. Because the king of both the worlds are there. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to appreciate our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and inculcate this love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam through our honorable illustrious Shaykh.
One brother is accepting Islam, mashallah. Ali Muhammad Sayyid is one of you. Pass Ajah. Kin ke liye kaam kar? Who hai? Zubair, come forward. Mashallah. Come forward. He's on his way, but he wants to accept Islam before he goes anywhere. Mashallah, what a good sign. Mashallah. Working for you, Zubair? Mashallah. So, you have explained everything to him? Jay, and further also they will explain to you. But we'll just initiate. There's nothing official. In your heart, you want to accept Islam. From that time, you're already a Muslim. Allah knows what is in the heart. But Jay is just now like official. But it's not necessary also. So give me your hand. And repeat after me what I repeat. La ilaha.
La ilaha.
Illallahu.
Illallahu.
Muhammadur. Muhammadur.
Muhammadur.
Rasul.
Rasulullah.
Which means there is no other God. So repeat that.
There's no other God except Allah.
Except Allah. And Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. Is his final and last messenger. Just repeat these words also. A little bit. Don't get excited. Ashhadu.
Allah.
Ilaha. Illallahu. Wa ashhadu. Anna Muhammadan. Abduhu. Wa rasuluh. That I bear witness. that there is only one Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his messenger. Right? You believe in that, eh? Inshallah. So you are properly a Muslim. And you have got your ticket to paradise, inshallah. Now learn more from Mufti Ramadan. You're living around here?
Crosby.
Acha. So you learn from from Zubair also? From
Umar.
Umar. Acha, your name Umar. MashaAllah. Allah give barakat. Inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Oh Allah, accept the Islam of our brother Umar. Oh Allah, as Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was so steadfast on deen, so strong on deen, make him also so strong. And through his blessings make us all also so strong on deen, oh Allah. Let us live a life of deen. And oh Allah, let us bring the whole of deen in our lives. Let us be an example for the whole of mankind. And oh Allah, use us for deen to spread in the whole world. Allahumma ahdin nasa jami'a. Allahumma ahdin nasa wal janina jami'a. Allahumma ahyi deen kullah fil alami kullih ila yawm al qiyamah. وَجْعَلْنَا سَبَبًا لِذَٰلِكَ. May Allah accept, inshallah. May Allah, oh Allah, please be pleased with us. Let us live according to Islam. Let us die according to Islam. Raise us with perfect iman in Islam. Save us from all torments and horrors of this world, of the qabr, of the day of qiyamah. And in your infinite mercy, O Allah, enter us all into Jannatul Firdaus. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. You are married?
Yes.
So you will explain to your wife also, inshallah. She also accepted.
Make dua for his family and his parents. They have to accept Islam. They haven't accepted Islam.
Inshallah. Show them good character, invite them towards Islam, or I'll accept Islam. Right over. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wasalamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We are now in the month of Rabiul Akhir. We finished the month of Rabiul Awwal, which is also one very great blessed month. And either the month itself is blessed, or because of the honorable birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this month, that the month became blessed. Or both of them, that the month was blessed, and Allah Ta'ala made Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be born in this month. So during this month, we should try, the month has passed, but Rabiul Akhir is also some way sort of Rabiul Awwal. As much as we can be in the thoughts of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Durood Sharif, bring the sunnats alive in our lives, try and spread them amongst other people as much as possible. And whenever we practice upon a sunnat, try and bring this also into us. Ya Allah, this is the beloved practice of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You love this practice, and you have given me the tawfiq also. By the barakat of it, you love me also. The love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a very, very great thing. And also, let us for the future also, during the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, Rabi'ul Akhir, Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi, these months he should just speak on the seerah, the life, the different aspects of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a very, very great ibadat also, which we are also unmindful of, we don't think of it. May Allah bless us to understand the noble position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where can we understand? We can just have some rough idea, but at least have that. Otherwise, other people will have great position in our minds. Some soccer player, waliyazu billah, some film star. In our hearts it should be the greatest is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, we lose sight of this, And we start thinking somebody else is very great. Some rich person, some person in the field, in the academic field, professionalism or whatever. We think that we start thinking they are somebody great. At least that we realize the greatest after Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is Hazrat Nabiyye Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Allah Ta'ala had sent Hazrat Nabiyye Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for various purposes in this world. لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور, to take out people from darkness and bring them into light. And we know just this aspect alone, a person who was in darkness, who was in jahalat, and he comes now into light, well, that person, he himself knows what a great change has come into my life. There are many, many such brothers whose lives Allah has changed. And when they think of the past, then they taunt themselves. What were you doing? Where did you waste your life, your youth? And today when Allah gave them tawfiq to get up middle of the night, in the darkness to get up and get the light of tahajjud and the light of Allah Ta'ala, then those people appreciate. Those people who are in the darkness of drugs, of women, of all other things, and Allah in His kindness, how He took them out from there and He brought them into the light of the masjid, the light of Kaaba Sharif, the light of Rauza Mubarak, how much don't they appreciate. May Allah Ta'ala bring this into us also and keep us steadfast on Iman and Islam, and every moment may Allah increase us tremendously with our Iman and Islam. May Allah fill our hearts with the love of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, with the ishq of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love and ishq of Islam and Iman. May Allah fill our hearts with it. And it must be brimming and overflowing. And we make dua to Allah. And it is not difficult for Allah. And Allah has shown it in the past. In the present there are such bandas of Allah and such bandis of Allah Ta'ala. We don't know where in Timbuktu, where in Australia, where in the jungles of Asia, in the jungles of Africa, in the concrete jungles of America and Europe, there are these lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has placed them everywhere, and how they are engaged in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah in His infinite mercy give us also part of that. Make us also part of them. And nothing is difficult for Allah Ta'ala. Allah is so great, so merciful. We mentioned on Tuesday night also, and it can be so much of encouragement to all of us, that Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh, he was a great, great wali, Sayyidul Awliya, the king of the Awliya, Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh. And he was a king first, a king in this world. And what luxuries and comforts he had, what honor and respect he had. But when the love of Allah had entered his heart, he had given up all this. And it meant nothing. It was a pleasure for him to give it all up. And he used to pass his days just in the jungles, by the seaside, on the riverside. He should pass his time. And one ship boat with all holiday makers like merrymaking, people going on a cruise like, and they are all lost in their world. With their wine, with their woman and their dancing and all those things they were carrying on. And they want to make fun. So they picked up this old man and just to make fun out of him. That this old man pushing him this side, somebody hitting him that side, somebody pushing him down, just making fun out of him. And a wali of Allah. And a Sayyidul, the king of the awliya. And if making fun out of him like that, and clearly it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that the friends of Allah, if you cause them any taklif, any harm, you harbor any malice, dirty feelings towards them, Allah declares war on you. And that is a very, very, very severe thing. But look how big their hearts are. He turned to Allah. He said, you can destroy all these people. And you can take them to task. But you also got the qudrat to give them hidayat. And I beg of you, O Allah, give them hidayat. It is said, all of them got hidayat. When Allah wants to give hidayat, Allah gives hidayat to Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala, arch enemy of Islam. When Allah wants to give hidayat, He gives to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who went with his naked sword to take the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So why won't Allah accept us also? We beg of Allah ta'ala. Anyway, for tonight, I thought that let us just revise one old lesson of ours, and that is that what is all this tasawwuf, this bay'at, etc. Then I received a phone call that one of our friends want to become bay'at also, so it just all fits in so nicely together. So yeah, one point we should think, many of us, we are bay'at for so many years, we are making other people bay'at also, but what is the purpose and object of this whole exercise? For what is all this? Then we repeat it, we give bayans also, but how much has it come into us? That for what is this? Our islah, we say that, our tazkiyah, we repeat it over and over we say, but practically, how much has it come into us? How much have we changed ourselves? How much has the thought come into us? For example, if we just got a little small pimple also, we'll go and show the wife or somebody, a child will show his mother. If it's a grown up, they say, just see what's happening here, this pimple, what is this here? We are worried about it. Small pimple, nothing really so serious, but we make an issue about it. But our spiritual diseases, which are like huge mountains, and we are not even concerned about it. And forget our spiritual diseases in other matters, right in our iman itself. Our weakness in iman today. And really for this, and we are fortunate that Allah has given us such shining stars as the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, and then all the great, great ulama and everyone, and what efforts they made for deen's sake. We just take one broad example. When Allah tabarak wa ta'ala called Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for mi'raj. And what an occasion, mi'raj. Physical, with the Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's physical body. In a few seconds we can say where Allah ta'ala took him. To Baytul Muqaddas first, Maqdis. And there he made imamate of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wa sallam. And the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wa sallam are stationed in their places. What is Allah's Qudrat? Allahu Akbar. That Allah made them to be present there, all of them. And all of them had passed away, besides Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, who is alive. But all of them had passed away. But for Allah, it's nothing. Allah made them all present. And then in that few split seconds or whatever little duration that time was that this miraj took place, Allah repositioned them and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam met them at their various positions again. It's impossible for us to conceive this. Really, there is only one way what Judge Akbar Ilahabadi had said, Tu mere dil mein aata hai, meri samaj mein nahi aata, main jaan gaya, yahi teri pehchan hai. With our brains, we can't fathom Allah. We can't think of the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Just now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the imamat, and now he's moving at what the buraq, at what speed, and he meets them again. All the Nabi, Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, in their various stages in the heavens, he meets them again. Allah, and he comes back again the same night. A journey, Allah. And then what was this journey? The journey of Mi'raj. But again we see, look at Allah's Qudrat. And realize this, when the time of Hijrat comes, Allah could send Buraq again. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could just go at the flash of lightning to Medina Sharif. But what a journey again Hijrat was. How difficult the journey of Hijrat was. The fear and the enemy, they are all behind Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah, Allah makes him go in this way again. So this is the way to suluk also is like this. That you have to go through all the stages. We all just want to just fly there, where whom Allah wishes to, He puts there. But normally, if we study the lives of the great, great awliya, those who are great, great sinners also, but what they had to go through. So we also, a person must be prepared from his side, that Ya Allah, if I get cut into pieces, if I maybe with mince is made out of me, but I want you. I want to reach you. That is what I want. But we ask for afiyat all the time. We don't say that, oh Allah, crush me, make mince out of me. Let me be cut into pieces. But if we see the lives, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, 2 years and 4 months, 28 months he went through. What difficulty. And finally, his head was severed from his body. Just because he stood firm on deen. And then again, they displayed his head for so many days. And they showed his head. what in the annals of Islam, in the history of Islam, what Islam had gone through. Now also we know what the people of Syria, for example, there is nothing left of Halab. What things are going through, and this had happened how many times in the history of Islam, and then again presently, yeah, with us also, where things are nice, so comparatively, but we see a condition of people, what difficulties, hardship of various types and angles, and then again mort has to come, and the pangs of mort, sakarat has to come, and then the life of the qabr has to come, the day of qiyamah has to come. Allahu Akbar. So for preparation of all this is what we call this islah and this tazkiyah, so that we get prepared for it all. So we must never lose sight of it. It isn't just a matter of come for the majlis. It is a Jummah usually, and we took a bath and we put on clean clothes and we put on some shining white clothes and some itar nice smelling, and that is some tasawwuf. No, it is the greatest jihad is on the nafs. That we have to fight our nafs, and our nafs is continuously commanding us to do evil. Inna nafsa la ammaratun bisu. Nafs is ammara bisu. It commands us a lot to do evil all the time, various types of evil. And a person, if he doesn't consider, Allahu Akbar. Ulama have written, when a person is not aware of his islah, doesn't think of his islah, he can be the greatest alim also. He can be the greatest person who's making effort for deen also, but he's not worried of his own islah. Then what gunas will come into his life, and he won't be aware of it also. Pride, for example, comes so easily into a person. A person might be sitting here giving bayan, and somebody, your eyes fall on somebody, that person is dressed a bit differently or something, or some incident of his life comes to mind, and there you think, I'm better than that person. And though you are sitting and all thinking, oh, you big maulana, you are making bayan, but there you have fallen so far down. Hey, when we speak to somebody, and you speak with that person in a way that you belittle him in your mind, you think of him as low, and that he hasn't got any, that you are better than him. Hey, and these things happen so easily. You see a woman, and now your thoughts go into different directions. The gunas of the eyes, the gunas of the heart are so common that we think, so all this is, how much are we conscious of it? May Allah save us all. If a person has to be diagnosed with cancer, which is a very big thing, what is the condition? That person can't sleep, the family can't sleep anymore. But yeah, we have got worse diseases, spiritual diseases than cancer. But it means nothing to us. This is that we become conscious of it. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has been so kind to the vast, perhaps all of us, that He blessed us to be born in Muslim homes. Our brother, mashallah, Umar, Allah gave him tawfiq, he accepted Islam. Otherwise, normally, we are sitting here, most of us, we are born in Islam, Muslim homes. But how much do we value this Islam? How much are we concerned about the value, and that we must not lose this Islam? And today's environment is such, ulama have written, that when a person sees a wrong committed, then at the beginning, he feels it's something big, but as time goes, then he suddenly finds himself, he doesn't think of it as an evil. Worse than that, now he thinks of the evil as good. And today, how much of us are involved in that? That the wrong, we regard it as the right, and the right, we regard it as the wrong. Which Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, when people start regarding poison as medicine, and medicine as poison, now what hope is there for their remedy? And this is what our condition has become today. And then the worst stage comes where you prove the right to be wrong. And you prove the wrong to be right. And you're using Quran and Hadith for that. To prove the wrong to be right. And today this is common in the world. And then you come to the stage where you're living a wrong life and you are satisfied I'm doing the right thing. How sad. So therefore, to be conscious, what is this islah about? Not just a matter of finishing our wazifas. And that also, how weak aren't we as far as just finishing our wazifas, our zikr regularly, our tilawat regularly. How many of us, we are bay'at, everything. Or perhaps we are also making others bay'at. But our own namaz is 5 times with jama'at. And the quality of our namaz. How many of us have thought of the quality of our namaz? And that I should be improving my namaz. Just that thought also, I have to improve my namaz. That thought also is not. And if it does come, that also by mistake, how much then do we still follow it up? That I have to follow it up and I have to improve my namaz. I have to improve my rozas. We're just keeping rozas. I'm happy I'm keeping nafil rozas. But am I improving the quality of my rozah? I'm happy I'm making my tilawat. But is my tilawat really becoming tilawat? Is it that the Quran taqsha'irru minhu juludul ladhina yakhshawna rabbahum thumma talinu juluduhum wa qulubuhum ila dhikrillah? Is that tilawat of Quran making that come into me? This iman of us, of ours, are we working towards that iman becomes, for the sahaba's iman we can't even imagine, but at least somewhat of that iman. And there are people presently in the world who have got this iman, that nothing deters them from that. Rijalun la tulhihim tijaratu wala bay'un an dhikrillah wa iqamis salah wa ita'iz zakah yakhafuna yawman tataqallabu fihi alqulubu wal absar. The day of qiyamah. How many of us think of it? How many of us think of our mort? This is that a person, and all the time you have that fear that how my mort will come. Or we just took it for granted. My mort, I got a guarantee from Allah Ta'ala that I'm going to die 100% on iman. I got no worry. A person who has got some worry. What is the condition of that person? A person who has applied for Umrah visas, for example. And now he's worried. I've made my booking and my visas haven't come still. We know many people all with this dilemma and all. Today travel has changed also tremendously, how we book our tickets, get our visas, etc. So how much have we, that worry we have got. But my worry for my visa of Jannah, how much do we worry about that? Whether I made namaz, but whether my namaz is accepted or not, is it rejected? This is all that worry, that concern a person should have. We have hope, great, great hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. As Buzurgs have said, if you made one namaz and you make the next one, is a sign that the previous namaz was accepted. Definitely we take great, great hope from in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, otherwise we won't be alive also. But at the same time, that concern also must be there. Not just all the time we think that I'm alright, I've got no problems. So this is what this all entails. For that Allah Ta'ala says, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O you who have brought iman, who have got iman. You have to do one more thing. اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ. Acquire taqwa. The fear of Allah Ta'ala. Realize how many of us in our namaz now, while I'm speaking, while we are listening, are we conscious of the presence of Allah? We are in the house of Allah. We are listening to a talk of Allah Ta'ala. And how many of us, our minds might be wandering away, where and where our minds go. How many times we catch a little snooze also while the bayan is carrying on? How many times our thoughts wander away? The speaker, he has to think. But is he thinking of his words or is he keeping Allah in mind? Maulana Qamar al-Zama sahab, Damat Barakatum, said, when a person sits on this mimbar, on the chair to give a bayan, he must realize he's sitting, he is now a deputy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he has to say now that if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting here, what he should have said. But how many of us are saying that? How many of us, when we speak, we are speaking to please the people? How many of us, we are speaking to please ourselves? And how many of us are speaking to please Allah? If Allah is not even in our mind, how can we speak to please Allah Ta'ala? So all these things, this consciousness has to come. Which Hazrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi had put so beautifully, that ilm, knowledge is light, al-ilm wa nurun, it is light. But which is that knowledge? It has to be Islamic knowledge, of course, that is there. But even in Islamic knowledge, which knowledge is that? That knowledge which takes you on to amal. And then on to amal, and again amal, what we think normally, that the person we see him for namaz that I make, and also how nafs beguiles us. Our nafs takes us off the track so easily. A person is making, for example, a person makes Jummah namaz only, and he feels, I'm a namazi, that I make Jummah namaz. A person is making Maghrib every day, and he tells others, you don't make no namaz. And he feels, but the person who is making five times namaz, and then again when he's making namaz, he is in namaz. He is connected with Allah Ta'ala. How many of us? Five times namaz we are making, but we are touring the whole world without visa and passport, without aeroplane and without anything. We are touring the world, and we are back again. We are also making mi'raj. And we tell the wife, I'm going for namaz, and we went and we toured the whole world. And then we back again at home. So when we toured the whole world, but we didn't tour by Allah Ta'ala. We said, I'm going to the house of Allah, I'm going to meet Allah. Namaz is to meet Allah. But we went everywhere else besides the seer. So this concern has to come into us, and it has to sort of eat us up. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, just little their condition changed when they went away from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say, Nafaqa hanzala, that I've become a munafiq. My condition has changed. They were so concerned. And then they immediately goes to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and they discuss. And he says, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this is my condition also. Then they go for treatment to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this concern, where does it come into us? We are bad for so many years. Ask ourselves, when did I ask an islahi question? Many of us, we send letters. Everything else of the world we will speak. All problems we will speak about. But about islah. And then many of us got the complaint, I don't get replies also. You didn't ask anything about islah. What reply must you get? If you write to the water department about some health problem, they're not even going to entertain that. They're just going to just throw it in the dirt burn, in the paper burn. They're not even going to attend to it also. So we discuss all other things, but what we have to be discussing. And then again, many of us expect long, long replies. That is also not practical. And if we want to really want me to make our islah, we go to doctor and we expect that he must prescribe for us 30 tablets a day. You only need one tablet a day. Why must he prescribe 30 tablets a day? So one tablet is enough, but we feel, no, this doctor is not good. And that amil who gives you many ta'weezes, he's a good amil. But the amil who tells you, no, you don't need no ta'weez, he doesn't know his work also. So if we take our remedies accordingly also, and what we are given, and we follow it up, then we will see what great changes will come into us. And our ulama have written also in this line, that whatever the mashayikh prescribe, although it may be, and they only say a few words, but it is sufficient to change our lives. But the thing is, we don't practice on that. We don't ask about that. We don't discuss anything. We're just living our own lives like we got no need. And if we do keep any contact, it's everything else we are talking, but besides our islah. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, that we have this the proper concern. And then if we go in this path, then we will see how our lives, and that's happening now, presently, with so many people who following the right way, how their lives have changed. Evidence is given by the immediate people, family people, how their lives have changed. But if we just carry on like that, it will just be an outer show all the time, and the reality will be difficult that it dawns upon us. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. As I explained, this is what bayat is, that the concern comes into us, and Allah has made it easy. What will be prescribed, you will meet Maulana Musa, he'll give you the what things you have to be doing. We follow that properly, and then inshallah, that will lead us on. And then whatever we have to query, find out, that we follow up, and then Allah Ta'ala inshallah will bring the necessary change which is required. And this is for every person who is far from deen, a person who is in deen also, practicing upon deen. We are in jamaat, we are alims, we are everything, but how to move forward all the time. And we have to move forward until the time of maut. All the time we have to be moving forward, and we get the more taste and the enjoyment of Iman and Islam. And we have to reach that stage where those people who made their great sacrifices, which we can't even hear, we can't accept it with our minds also, but they were enjoying it. So that type of Allah Ta'ala bless us in His mercy. And this is what Allah has given, and this is what is called the suluk, walking the path to Allah Ta'ala. And we must be ready from our side, and Allah will pull us, inshallah. Put your hand on top. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد الله عليه فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with the jama'at in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiya, Naqshbandiya, Qadariya, and Suharwardiya. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bay'at. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my maut on imani kamil, on kalimai shahadat, with afiyat, izzat, rahat, and salamati. Gather me tomorrow on the day of qiyamah and forever thereafter in jannat with all the righteous and pious. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala accept, inshallah. When you speak to Mawlana Musa, he'll tell you, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, tomorrow night after the Maghrib Salah, at the Darul Ulum in Azadville will be our monthly Ash'ar and Fikr Majlis. We humbly request the brothers to participate. And inshallah, on Yawmul Ahad, Sunday morning, 10 o'clock until Zuhar Salah, will be our monthly Majlis. In 2 months' time, in the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of Jamad al-Ula, 3rd, 4th, and 5th of March, will be our yearly Islahi Jalsa. So we humbly request all the brothers to come participate. And from now on, to start making effort, inshallah, we can gather as many brothers to come for this. And with the same fikr and concern which Hazrat has mentioned, for our Islah, for our Reformation, Allah give us all tawfiq. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. يا أرحم الراحمين يا الله. Forgive all our sins, يا الله. Forgive all our sins, يا الله. يا الله, we have come for our Islah, يا الله. Reform us, يا الله. Change us, يا الله. Change our condition of our heart, يا الله. Change our evil into good, يا الله. يا أرحم الراحمين. Grant us your love, grant us your محبت, grant us your معرفت, grant us your closeness, يا الله. Even though we are not worthy of it, we are not deserving, يا الله. يا الله, you grant us your closeness, يا الله. يا أرحم الراحمين, يا الله. Change the condition of our hearts, يا الله, towards you, يا الله. يا الله, grant us the highest level of iman, يا الله. Grant us the highest levels of iman, يا الله. Grant us love for Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Give us the tawfiq and ability to bring into our lives the sunnah of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. To get knowledge of the sunnah of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. And to spread the sunnah of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. To practice the sunnah of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا الله, let us live in this world, يا الله, that you are happy with us, يا الله. At the time of death, ya Allah, give us tawfiq to recite the kalima la ilaha illallah, ya Allah, to recite the shahadat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the difficulties of the times of death, ya Allah. Save us from the difficulties of the qabr, ya Allah. Save us from difficulties on the day of qiyamah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for us, ya Allah. Give us our book of deeds in our right hand, ya Allah. Enter us into Jannah, ya Allah, into Jannat al-Firdaus, ya Allah, without hisab and reckoning, ya Allah. Give us to drink from Hawza Kawthar on the day of qiyamah, ya Allah. Ya Rahman Rahimin, you shower your rahmat upon us and the whole ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the ummah is going through great difficulties and problems, ya Allah. Throughout the world, the Muslims are going through parashani. Ya Allah, it is because of my guna and because of our gunas, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, ya Allah. Forgive the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shower your rahmat and mercy on the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are mazloom and oppressed, ya Allah, you shower your rahmat and mercy on them, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are going through difficulties, you remove them from the difficulties, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give hidayat and spread hidayat throughout the four corners of the world, ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept this dua of ours, ya Allah, through the sadaqah of barakah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all our pious elders, ya Allah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa mawlana Muhammadi wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين برحمتك.